Okay, here's what we have. Finance Committee recommends that the PMB request that the Executive Director and CFO establish an RFP process for Finance Committee review towards the goals of identifying creative sources in the community that deserve support and exploring outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica Network that expands the mission.
The problem is that it doesn't say to fund. The language is that they develop an RFP procedure that would allow the network to fund
blah blah blah.
I thought you had that. Well, you initially had that in the language at the previous one that you read.
Yeah.
To identify and fund.
Yeah.
And to fund.
Yeah, that's the part I missed.
Okay.
I have a question about it.
Sure, Dave.
So let's say we go to the meeting and we say this. Do we engender a lot of upsetness from other quarters in the network saying, why are you talking about your first funding being outside? Because one of the ideas of the RFP process, of course, was that anybody inside or outside of Pacifica could apply for those funds to do those projects. So somewhere in there should be that idea, so nobody feels like we're talking about identifying funds to spend exclusively outside ourselves.
Sure. Yeah, anyone can come up with an idea for a proposal.
Right, including people inside stations or outside or what have you.
Right.
Okay. All right, so are we comfortable with the language?
I'm not.
Is there further discussion? I'm sorry?
I'm not. I don't have the identification of funds. Who's identifying funds and how? And
ED and the CFO at this point. Because I'm assuming it would come out of the national office. But...
Lonnie, are you speaking to the group?
Yeah. I'm assuming that it will come out of the national office budget. So it would be the ED and the CFO would identify funds in the national office budget. And that would be the
first step. To be applied towards a request for proposals process.
Yes, that would be the intent.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's great.
We could ask the stations, but I don't think it'll happen.
Well, we've already asked them. It's already been asked for a small fund anyway, and that's not working either.
Actually,
okay.
KPFK had wanted to try and work a procedure out like that locally, and the LSB had said it was going to look into, you know, how such a thing could be administered, but it was really too involved, and we got distracted with other issues, if you can believe that. But locally, we were definitely interested in having such a process. So if National develops a good mechanism for oversight, and that was really the key thing, you give money away, but you have to have a process for tracking that you really got something for it from whoever. And if we came up with a good process, I think stations might be willing to adopt a parallel mechanism locally.
Okay.
All right. So, again, we're... do we want to read the motion again?
It still needs work.
Okay.
Finance Committee recommends that the PMB request that the Executive Director and CFO identify funds in the National Office budget to be applied towards an RFP process, proposes an RFP process for Finance Committee review towards the goal of identifying creative sources in the community that deserve support and exploring outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica Network that expands the mission. Nothing in here about how that can also increase income.
Gary, when you say the thing about in the community, can you add within the stations or within the network and within the community so that it's clear that we're not making a process that's only for outside ourselves, but it's for anybody inside or outside?
something? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm wondering if we should maybe give this some thought, put this on the agenda to bring up at the next Finance Committee meeting. I'm wondering if we really need to have a motion on this. And I'm wondering if we might want to think about it before we try to construct this and get it passed. I mean, is there a real rush to get this motion passed?
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
I don't think there's a rush because I think all the steps needed to make this happen can continue without the PNB doing it. So I think if we reported out, you know, that this was in process and just reported this is the language before us right now that we're working on, but as a way of expressing the intent, unless Lonnie has a different idea, I don't think a board motion on it is needed to allow it to proceed. Since it calls for it to have final approval anyway before you would act on it.
Lonnie?
Well, yeah, I intend to place it before the PNB in my presentation as a project that I feel we must address and that the folks will be going to work on it and that we'll be coming back with details around it. That was sort of what I had in mind. And so I guess that would not be a motion, but it would be notifying the PNB of a process that we were researching, looking into, and then promising them at some point a proposal.
Well, maybe, may I say something?
Sure, Teresa.
Well, maybe then when you give it in your report, other people like the webmaster, the affiliates people, archives staff, maybe they could think about it, and it would maybe be better for them to contribute to it before it's actually written up as a done deal by this committee.
Yeah, well, sure, everybody could participate in looking at how it actually works, but...
I mean, unless there's a real rush, it just seems like we're trying to construct it now. It's a little bit complicated, and we have a lot of work on our plate. Can this wait for us to do this motion?
Is there other discussion? Should we consider... So you're essentially asking to table this to the next meeting? Or what is your request?
Yes, I'm asking to table this until the next meeting, which I will not be at because I won't be on the board.
Yeah, Dave.
I'd like a substitute motion that we move to report to the board that the language that Terry Goodman has so far and note that we are continuing to work on this. But i.e., it's not a recommendation to the board at this point that we just report on that there is support on the committee for such a process.
We don't need a motion for the chair to report back.
No. So, okay. Go ahead. Okay, so where we are is that, okay, but that was a substitute for Teresa's motion to table. So can we get any, is there any other discussion on the motion
Terry.
To table? Terry.
I've wordsmithed to do something that might be reported as what we're working on. Finance Committee recommends that the PMB request that the ED and CFO identify funds in the National Office budget to be applied towards an RFP process with which to explore outreach and potential new partners for the Pacifica Network that expands the mission. Also, that the ED and CFO propose an RFP process towards the goals of identifying creative sources within the network and in the community that deserve support, expand the mission, and have potential to develop additional revenue streams. And I'm removing the first expand the mission because I have it second in the second sentence.
I'm adding the revenue stream in there. That's great.
Okay, so do we want to vote on this motion to table? Is there objection to the motion to table?
I have an objection, Madam Chair, to table.
Okay. So then we'd like to vote. Are you prepared, Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
You need a final warning?
Oh, no, not on the table, you don't.
Okay. Then.
Well, it's really a motion to postpone.
Yeah.
True.
Okay.
It would be out of order if it were to table.
She had a specific time, though, until the next meeting.
Right,
so.
But you table something when you need to move on with more pressing business, and it's not repeatable. You postpone when you want to set something back to a certain time or to another meeting. It's the minutiae of
parliamentary
I'm consulting my handbook right now as we speak. But
could I please reword my motion to say that I'm requesting that we postpone this until the next meeting?
Perfect.
Okay, the motion is to postpone to the next Finance Committee meeting. Okay, and there are objections. I heard some. So may we vote? Do you have a roster there?
When is the next meeting?
It's February the 15th.
February 15th. Could it be an amendment to have it be the first item on the agenda?
I'm sorry?
Could we amend to have it be the first item on the agenda?
Teresa?
Well, wouldn't if he's moving to amend, then wouldn't we just discuss the amendment?
Well,
unless he wants that incorporated, you don't need my permission to add that as an amendment, right?
Well, I thought that I don't know if anyone else had any discussion. Anyone? Okay, so then it's open for discussion. This amendment is to postpone to make it the first item on the agenda on February the 15th. So is there a discussion on that? I thought specifically you might, if you thought it was like, if that was consistent or an amendment to your motion or theory you had.
Talking about a friendly amendment?
Yeah, I guess that would be the essence of it.
If there's no objection, I'll add that to the motion.
Thank you. Okay,
is there any objection to this motion to postpone to the February the 15th meeting? Okay, I don't hear any objections. So
with the first thing is the first item on the agenda.
On the agenda, yes.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, okay.
I'm mailing
out
the draft.
I'm sorry. Did I hear someone?
Secretary Pro Tem has just mailed out the draft.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so from here we wanted to. Did everyone receive a copy of Lana's package? I'm going to cancel this. I have 80. Who chose the income statement? I'll just do a time check. The time now is about 7:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So can I just get like a feel from the committee here where we are on this agenda and what do we think that we can accomplish and what time you think that we should actually adjourn this, because it's like almost 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So do we think we can go until 11:30? Is that the most? Or should we just go for 11? What does the committee feel? Okay, then we'll just move forward and do as much as we can. Okay, so on this agenda, we wanted to talk about specifically about the results, some of the results for 2006. And Lani, you had sent out your report with some verbiage along with it. So do you want to like just briefly go over that? And specifically, we've been asked to talk about archives and the opportunities that are now in archives due to the very successful fundraising.
Well, yeah, I can start with a November statement, and sort of November 2006, and just take you through it quickly, but I'll start with the archives, because the archives had a budget to raise that two-day fundraiser, on-air fundraiser. They were supposed to raise $280,000. They ended up raising about $255,000 or so. So they are actually a little short, and on projection, if you look at my projection, I have them raising from the category of donations, because they're not listener support. They end up there with 260, and although it looks like a huge variance, but it really is a case of the listener support budget being small, and it's really made up in the donation side. My auditor says they don't have, they're not a radio station, so they don't get listener support. They get donations. But coming in at 260, which they're not going to have another on-air drive, so their final income from that on-air drive is 260 or so. But overall, in November, where are we? What are the risks and opportunities? I'll start with, first of all, just this summary. YTD, some people like to do it that way. YTD, the income before central services, $3.9 million against a budget of $4.1 million, so there's a variance of $135,000 on the revenue side. But I wanted to point out YTD, October, November, that on this support line, the one I keep harping on, we had a budget of $3.2 million, and our actual was $2.9 million. So we're $385,000, or 11.72% away from target. The donations made up for it in as much as we had a small budget in donations, $75,000, but we raised $500,000, way over producing on the donation line, and that's coming from the predominantly from a couple of mail drops that were done at the national office, and I think some done at KPFA as well. On the total revenue side, I mentioned that already, down off the mark by $135,000, and my projection on the total revenue side for the year. And that's in column Y. Now, what I do for folks that don't know, the reports that you get are for the current month, but also for the cumulative month, that is, in this case, October and November. And then I do what's called a future forecast, which is the remaining 10 months. I forecast what that revenue and that expense line looks like. And then I sum it all up and do an annual forecast, which is to say on what the forecast would be at September 30th, in this case, 2007, so that we have ample warning, just a forecast, a lot can happen, but we get ample warning about which items are showing a variance on projection and which ones are okay. In that report, I also give you the audit for 05, so you can see whether my forecasts look anything like plausible. I look at that all the time. What do we do in 05? How are we looking in 06? I talk to every business manager and general manager about expenses. But you also, in this report, get the budget for 07, the budget for 06, the budget for 05. So you can see what all of the budgeting has been for those prior years, and an audit for 04. So you get the audit for 04, the audit for 05, projections for 06 and 07, budget for 07, of course, and a projection for 07. So what would I say about revenue? Well, at this point, as I mentioned before, we are doing more off-air fundraising coming in the form of donations, which is offsetting the shortfall on the on-air fundraising. But the off-air donation line is composed predominantly of community events, income, mail drop income, and various things that stations are doing, a major donor campaign in order to make up the difference. So as income from that source goes down, then of course the stations have, you know, they have tried to compensate and find other ways to do revenue. Salaries are pretty much on target, YTD. And as you can see, salaries were budgeted at $1,049,000, and we're at $1,059,000, $10,000 away on gross salaries. And on total salary and related, we're $10,000 underspent. So salaries were holding the line, and the budget is looking close to actives are looking close to budget. The same thing is true. Well, board expenses are a little bit over, but that always happens whenever you have a board meeting. You throw that in there. And LSB elections all happen in October, November, December, so generally the actuals are above budget. And they are. Administratively, we're close to target. Budget of $600,000. We've spent $664,000 October, November. a 10% negative variance of $63,000. Programming, a underspent by $79,000, but programming will change as other expenses come online. In the programming area, when we add new programming, for example, these hearings, I think it was sent to Judiciary today, but as those expenses come in, that'll catch up. So it's a seasonal. It wasn't planned, therefore it doesn't show up yet, but it'll show up in December. In January, I'm sorry. Development expenses are underspent by $95,000. So the network as a whole is YTD, October, November. We had a budget of, we're to show a surplus of 1.6. We're going to show a surplus of 1.1. We're 518,000 away. After cash and capital. Before cash and capital, it's a small $3,800 negative variance. But on projection, just not to confuse things here, that the network would have a negative variance of only $288,000 September 3rd. We're a seasonal business, and revenues do come in on a periodic basis. So for the month of a drive, if we overproduce, then we have positive variances. So on the year, right now, I would say that our budget is $1.1 million. We show an actual projection of about $840,000. That means we would be a negative $288,000 variance. But experience has shown that one station or two stations get a large endowment check of $300,000 or a gift of $200,000 or $300,000. It could wipe that negative variance away. So I've seen it worse than this. And so $288,000 looks more or less manageable. And I think that we will have some large gifts, because if we have other expenses that have not been anticipated, then it'll wipe it out. So where are we? My summation would be, we see these trends where the listener support is the most concerning this network faces. And I would have to say, as everybody does, and often, because that's true in radio in general. Now, if what could change it? Expenses won't change.
I'm confused. May I ask a question?
Yeah.
You're saying what is the same in radio in general? I'm responding to your statement that our PNB meetings are overcost, our elections are overcost. Those two things I don't think are normal for radio in general. And I'd like to get a little bit of control over those two things.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's take them separately. I'm saying that reduced listenership, in this case reflecting in smaller listener support dollars, is happening not only to Pacifica, it's happening in radio as a whole, certainly all the community radio and commercial radio as well. People not listening to radio as much as they have.
I'm talking about, I think that when we sent out the ballots, we had discussed that we were going to send out a survey and a request for money, a request for a donation. I think there were. Did any of the stations send out a request for money with the ballots?
I'm not aware of
KPFA
any.
KPFA was listed on the front page of our ballot booklet, but it wasn't a separate reply device. We got $2,500 in donations.
So that's an opportunity that we lost for some reason. Also, did we send any surveys out with the ballots? Or are we surveying? Because I think that our listeners would feel more of a bond if we made more obvious, active efforts to get their feedback. And I think that when we send out a mailer and we ask for money and we're not doing any surveying, asking for feedback somehow on the program, that, you know, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. It's no wonder we're not getting any listeners, because we're not taking the opportunities to to ask them to be engaged at all. And so when you say the elections cost more, I think we didn't take the opportunities to recoup some of the money that we cost. Perhaps we let the expenses get out of control. Perhaps we didn't negotiate contracts as well as we could have, or we didn't pay attention enough to some of the staffing. It's a pity that in the past, the elections at KPFA used to be done by volunteers. Now we have this whole structure of paid employees. And that's really, really expensive. I mean, you have this station in California that went from Democratic, they voted not to be Democratic anymore. And I'm wondering if it's because some people looked at it and somehow motivated the listeners to say, we don't want to spend money on this. So if we're going to go the other direction, we need to start thinking about controlling the expenses and motivating people to get so involved in the process that they want to pay for it. And the other issue is, I think we need some real, much more clear feedback on how much an immediate feedback on how much these PNB meetings are costing.
Well, it's there.
Well, it's real complicated for me to read. Granted, I'm probably the least experienced person here with budgets, but
okay.
I would just really like to go back and just say, this is how much we spent on airfare. This is how much we spent on hotel rooms and meeting rooms. This is how much we spent on food for 1 or 2 years. And I'm only asking for, maybe one more thing, like miscellaneous, in case there was like something really expensive, like the retreat, where like the last meeting we went from spending $2,000 or $1,500 on training to $10,000 for training. If we could get that feedback, I'd like the PNB people to look at that and for there to be some accountability.
Well, I think that, I think we need to have a discussion on governance costs. And I think we should set aside some time on Finance Committee to analyze it, and certainly we'll produce the information and the detail. I have no problem doing that. We do have a proposed bylaw change toward reducing the number of meetings. But right now, for starters, the elections and board expense, that is the quarterly meetings plus the LSC elections, I'm projecting it'll cost the network over $500,000. And we need to constantly, of course, look at ways to manage that expense. We did manage to shave off about $20,000 from what we spent on elections this year. Before last year, we spent about $240,000. This year, we've got it down to about $210,000. So we saved money by making some changes in terms of what we spend money on. As for meetings, we are, in fact, spending $500,000 altogether for lab elections and board meetings. What can be done about that? How can we offset those costs? I think we should spend some time in the Finance Committee and have a look. I'd be happy to send out all the information I have. Okay.
Could you go back to let me put this in the form of resolution. I would like you to prepare for us a listing of how much was spent on the last 5 board meetings. And I don't want it on a spreadsheet. I just want to know how much on food, how much on airfare, how much on hotel meeting rooms and hotel rooms and miscellaneous. For the last 5, I'd like you to go back to the last time it was in Houston, and I'd like to see who spent the most money and where. And we can draw some conclusions from that.
Food, airfare.
Food, airfare, hotel rooms and meeting rooms. You can combine that if you like.
Yeah.
And then miscellaneous, which would be like, you know, if there's anything extraordinary like the, I guess you could put everything else in that figure, like retreats.
Yeah.
Boy, while you're at it, I'd love to see you put a price tag on all the staff time that goes into those meetings.
Oh, I hate to think about that.
But, you know, those meetings are stretching to 3 days, 4 days with the retreat. You've got people traveling across the country one day on each end. That's an entire work week for all the staff to go to those meetings. Four times a year. It's a month out of their work year. And that's not even prep for the meeting.
Real issue. I tell you, I may lose. I mean, Can you
give us an estimate of your time to produce this report and how much that's going to cost you?
Teresa says she doesn't need a spreadsheet. I need a spreadsheet to see this. So, Lonnie, I mean, I think what we've asked for is a couple of things we've always asked for is just to give us what the cost of the, you know, by line item. And if you have it in some other spreadsheet where it has hotel and food separately, would be good. But if you give us by line item, what has been the cost of the P&B meetings, you know, over the last, what you said, as much as you have 2 to 3 years, and for each location, huh?
Can I do 1 year because
let's get started with 1 year. But
the reason I'd like to go back to Houston is because I have a feeling that even with the hurricane and having to reschedule, that the Houston meeting was literally half the cost of some of the other meetings. And I don't know whether it's because the staff is out of control or because we're just, you know, just more frugal, you know. I don't know what's causing that, but I just had this feeling that when somebody told me what some of the other things were costing, I just have a feeling that we can get a little bit more control over this.
The other thing I would consider is that since this bylaws amendment doesn't seem to be going very successfully, that Whit kind of talked about this before. Let me tell you that we would do a motion to say that the planning for the P&B meeting with the person who's doing it at the national level is Donna Gates, and that a committee from the station that's holding that former committee with the members from the local station board to actually plan the meeting, because again, and you do that, that means that the local people will be much more familiar with venues, for the meeting, with the cost of hotels, and that we should put, in addition to this, we should put in there that to decrease the cost by at least 10% at each meeting, or 10% say for each meeting, that would be part of the motion, and that's, and as Teresa said, you know, Houston was very successful, and it was planned by the local people, and that we really can't expect national to know all the opportunities that can be gained by the local station.
Frankly, it wasn't just planned by Houston. Lynn Magno had, I think, played a big part in that, and she is a very skilled negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, actually, what happens on these is that sometimes station personnel are active and are, you know, have offer places, for example, for people to sleep without going to a hotel. Sometimes they offer to bus and van board members around so we don't have to hire a van to get that done. So it does matter that local people participate. That does reduce costs. If we don't get that participation, then we are stuck with hiring that extra van to get people to and from the airport. Or we are stuck with assuming that, well, we're not going to have any folks living out in the in the community. Everybody's going to end up in the hotel, which does add expense. And again, of course, I think as someone mentioned, that local people do know cheaper places or places that arrangements that can be made to save money. So I fully endorse having local people organize these things especially if you got volunteers that can help. I don't think we end up spending money on it. So happy to do that. So I'm suggesting that we do spend time on the next finance committee. And I will bring that information, send it out beforehand so that folks will have it, and then we go over it to see what the opportunities are to reduce those costs.
Yeah, is there any way we could think about doing something like figuring out the costs that we spend on transportation, and then if the local station can save us beyond what was budgeted, anything beyond what was budgeted, that money goes to that station for their outreach budget, something to really incentivize it, figuring out a way to do it such that stations that are in, you know, high-rent districts don't end up not getting anything, and the stations where expenses are low get a bunch of money, but something that would sort of go towards, if there were a lot of local involvement, then they'd actually get money that had been, some money of the money that was allocated to the meeting expense from the national budget to spend on local outreach, and maybe that would incentivize it a little. I don't know.
Well, I think that's a good idea as far as, you know, when we get, since postponed to the next meeting, that motion that would be definitely one of the means to fund, would be one of the means where we could fund this outreach. But in the meantime, I think that, you know, we should be a meeting as a motion that we need to put forward to the PNB, and including that the goal to reduce the cost by 10%. And I think that that the national office work with the local station board and local station in planning the PNB meetings, and that the objective will be to reduce the cost from the prior meeting by 10%. And in order to do that, Lonnie, as Teresa has requested, I'm not sure if we still have it as a motion, that we need to know what the costs have been for, like you said, at least the last five meetings that go back to Houston.
You know, we could save 10%. The PNB itself is going to have to exercise some restraint, and here's what I mean, that we need to agree on procedures, like you don't come a day early and leave a day late, because that adds to the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That PNB members need to be aware that making last-minute reservations adds to the cost of a plane fare. That if you're in a room and you use the telephone for long-distance calls, that adds to the expense of that room. Certain kinds of things that folks will do add to the expense. And we can save on travel if people follow the rule. No triangle flights. Can't go see grandma and then go to board meeting. No triangle flights.
Can I just interrupt, Lonnie? You know, the things that, and can I just for a second, the things that you're saying are like things I cannot believe that people would do and expect for Pacifica to pay for it. So maybe just a brief outline. These are the do's and don'ts of PNB travel. I can't believe these things. Yes.
Brian here?
Yes. Brian.
I think we need more than do's and don'ts. I mean, if those are issues, you may need to pass as a policy a cap on what Pacifica will pay for.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of individual members. That if someone makes a reservation less than 2 weeks ahead of a meeting, that they have to pay the difference between the two-week price and the later price. That they pay room service costs and long-distance costs from their hotel rooms. That Pacifica will only pay the cheapest published airfare from where they're going to where they're getting.
Yeah, people change. You know,
I mean, these are standard personnel policies.
Flight arrangements, you have added $100 cost.
What's that?
I can't believe that people are doing that. I mean, I think that up front, I mean, like today, tomorrow, you know, these are the do's and don'ts. If the don'ts are your expenses, the do's belong to Pacific Foundation. That, you know, any change in flight, that's your expense. So just simply, I mean, I would do it immediately so people will know when they fly in this time that, you know, this is the policy of Pacific. I don't believe that people do that and expect to be reimbursed. Well, I guess I do. I would believe they do it and expect to be reimbursed if they're going to do that. But to do that, that's just, I mean, that never get away with stuff like that in a corporation. Never.
It's not widespread, but people get caught in situations where they forgot or, they've had.
Yes, I mean,
plans.
That I can see. Yeah. I mean, people do forget if there be extenuating circumstances. Sure, Dave.
I'll clarify. We'll write it up.
Many of those things that you described have happened to me. A lot of times I can't tell when I can get off, so I've had to do things like that. But I've also eaten the cost of reservation changes, for example, when I needed to.
Just a second. There's someone like hammering or chiseling on something. If you could just mute your phone, if that is background noise. Okay, because I couldn't hear you, Dave. Go ahead.
That might have been me because I was walking outside. But maybe we shouldn't spend so much time on it. Yes, we should have best practices, but sometimes, you cannot control, and I have been in positions where I have not been able to control the time.
At least having some guidelines for folks might be helpful.
Yes,
for folks who become aware of it, and they can change behavior.
This is Teresa. I do have a resolution on the floor. I don't want a spreadsheet. I just want general figures. I want to know a general idea of the difference in the price range between what we've been paying for different venues of national board meetings.
Okay, let's take
that. This is the point. I don't understand how you can get the information if you don't have it on a spreadsheet. You can't read. You have to have across the top what the costs are or what the costs were in each station. How can you read this if it's not on a spreadsheet?
Well, you can put it in a Word document.
If you could just put mine in an Excel spreadsheet. But
Lonnie, how long would it take to do that for just the last 5 board meetings?
I can take me about a week just to go. How many years are we talking?
Just for the last 5 board meetings.
Yes.
5 board meetings, that's different. Yeah, sure, I can do it about a week. Okay.
Well, if you could send that out as soon as possible, I sure would appreciate it. Do we need to vote on that?
No, I may put it in my presentation.
Okay. Can I ask you another question, Lonnie? So who would normally do – never mind. Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I would like to see it. I'd like to see it in a spreadsheet, and Teresa would like. So in your script or to go along with that, please, you can do it. But otherwise, I need to see it in a spreadsheet.
Actually, I would like to say something. I would really rather not have the first time that I see this be in your presentation, Lonnie.
I'm going to send it out. I'm going to try to send it out before the board meeting.
Okay.
All right. But I think it's an issue, and I'd be happy. And I think the board, it has to be brought to the board's attention. And I think it's proper to bring it up at a board meeting in a public session so that there is people become aware of it and can correct the behavior.
Brian
here?
Sure.
The other thing regarding governance costs that I think might be an easy fix is changing the elections timeline. There may be a recommendation coming from one supervisor, I don't know. But my understanding is that if we were to allow more time between when ballots are supposed to be mailed and when they're supposed to be returned, then we could mail nonprofit rate like everyone else and not worry about our response rate dropping, and that would save the network about $60,000 per election. Is anyone following up on turning that into bylaws amendment form?
Well, I think, like you said, the election supervisor is going to recommend, I believe, a change in the timeline.
But I guess the question is that going through any committee other than our own?
As far as that, well, when we get the information, it would go through elections committee
okay.
to look at how the change and how that would flow with the other issues that might not be that are out there. So where are we now in terms of that's an action from Teresa, and Lonnie is going to get that to us before the PNB meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah,
a spreadsheet with the bike back to Houston. And the other, I think I wanted to a motion to say that to ask that the national office work with the local station board and local station to actually plan and implement the Pacifica National Board. And the objective is that to reduce the cost by 10% for that from the prior PNB meeting in that city. And we might have an exception in there because Houston was really low, but that's a general motion that I'd like to do. Since, again, primarily because the bylaws amendment doesn't seem to be flying to reduce, that would actually reduce the cost of a PNB meeting or reduce the
cost. Has it been voted on other boards?
Yes, it has. By PFW. Right. Is James still there? No. It failed at PFW. It failed at KPFA. And I don't know if the other boards have voted on it.
So just a general motion to reduce the cost of a PNB meeting by 10% failed at the LSBs?
No. This is the bylaws amendment.
Oh, okay. I'm
the
sorry.
Bylaws amendment. No. So is there a discussion or how we would like to move forward on the motion that the national office work with the local station boards and station to plan the PNB meetings and with the objective to reduce the cost by 10%?
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I think if you want them to reduce costs by a set amount, you just tell them to reduce costs. You don't tell them how to do it. You know, it could be different by each station. They might find some places it's more cumbersome to work with the LSB, depending on how functional or non-functional it is that given year.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say something, too.
Sure, Teresa.
I think Brian's right, and I don't know who to blame. I think that sometimes we've had a national staff member that didn't plan very well, and I think that sometimes the national board is to blame because they act like kings and queens, and I think that some of them don't act very frugally, and there are probably some reasons for that. I saw Zarina Shakir work really, really hard to have some local functions that were just really community events. And I think she tried really hard to make a special event that was low budget. But I'm not sure quite how there's accountability, and I think that Dave had a good idea when he used the word incentivize. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave. If we could provide an incentive to Donna Gates and an incentive to the station to get the price low. It might actually make the national board swallow their pride a little bit that we might not be in such a fancy hotel. But I think if the station says, well, listen, it's to our benefit that we have an extra, you know, $10,000 for outreach, it might actually change some things quickly.
Okay, so you agree with Brian on what?
I'm not sure that your solution is an answer. I would much rather somehow come up with some incentives for Donna and also the local station to get the price down.
I didn't give any way to get it down. I just said that they would reduce the cost by 10%. I didn't say any way to get it down.
But can we provide any incentive? Can we tie an incentive to it?
Well, I think that would be something that, like you said, you want to postpone that to the next meeting. That we can work on the incentives, our incentives there.
Could we create a subcommittee to work on this?
Oh, absolutely.
This is Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
You know, the subcommittees, again, all those extra meetings tend to be demanding. but I think it's a good idea. I just want to throw out an idea. If you could reduce your cost by 10% relative to the prior year's meeting, you get half that amount for outreach.
I won't reduce my budget, though. It'll still be getting spent. Is there a way to actually reduce costs as well?
Okay. Who is it?
But it will reduce your budget by one quarter, right?
Well, no, we're going to be spending it in another program, which I hardly endorse. I think outreach is a good idea, as you know.
But you're only spending half of it.
Half that money. So nationally,
well, reduce 10%.
There's a 10% reduction. You get the 5%, and the station gets 5% for outreach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a complicated discussion. Yes, I see your point. Sure, we could keep half, but 5% is.
I think that you know the incentive part of it. Can we? Okay, we need to kind of determine what are we going to move forward with the motion? Or are we just going to go to this incentive, or where are we with this? Terry,
I recommend we postpone, think about it, and not do a subcommittee, but just try and come up with some brainstorms so next time on the meeting we have better ideas and get to them quicker.
Well, we
okay,
do have
so,
a discussion of the cost. At least I'm recommending we look at this on the cost for governance at the next meeting, and then we look at all these ideas at that time.
Okay, so we can say that we're working on this. So the other thing was that I think, Teresa, if you're interested in doing brainstorming with people here on the committee, you know, I'm welcome to that, too. We don't have to go into a formal subcommittee.
Okay, maybe we can talk about that when we're in Houston.
Okay.
And maybe put it on. I won't be on the next finance committee meeting, but maybe if you put that on the agenda, some people will have some ideas by then.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought your idea was good.
Brian here. I'm going to have to leave. Thanks, everyone.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. So, we will postpone to the next meeting on, and this can be one of the things that we were saying that we're looking at, reducing the cost of of PNB meetings, and with the objective to reduce the cost from the prior meeting held in that city, and perhaps there will be some incentives to reduce the cost. Again, okay. And the other, in terms of reducing costs or understanding what's going on, I don't know if this is related. Lonnie, you wanted to, last year we had a motion that we said that the Finance Committee would be a Finance Committee meeting at the March meeting, and that would include the treasurers and the finance staff in order to plan the remainder of the year and and also to determine to implement consistent finance policy across the stations, including a consistent chart of accounts. So do you want to do that as a motion again, which is what we did last year, or because this would also be part of this discussion, or how would you like to handle that?
Well, I'm worried now about the expense of having treasurers and then business managers want to come to a March meeting, if we were to look at it in terms of finance issues, maybe a conference call, which is, I think, what we ended up doing.
It's what you did, exactly.
Yeah, so a conference call, certainly. I think that is absolutely required. The idea, you know, as you and I have discussed it and tried to implement, is that we need to look at every year our finance procedures, our costs, especially with the folks actively working in the finance area. And the thought is that with a new board in place by March, might be a good time to go over, for the benefit especially of any new board members, or certainly a new board, what our financial goals are, what our financial procedures are, in some detail, where we can agree and get some consistency and uniformity across stations. Now, the auditor will be, in fact, making some recommendations in that area based on the audit experience that we've had this year. For example, he went to KPFT and did a review, won't call it an audit. He also went to WBAI and did a review. So two stations this year have been reviewed. Of course, he does the national office, and he did KPFA too, went over and visited 3 or 4 hours and looked over their procedures. So he's prepared this year, and he will, at the board meeting, make recommendations on policies and procedures. And so I'm thinking that by March, we should be prepared to have a discussion and at the same time use it as a way to orientate the board on what we see as problems, goals, issues, and opportunities that we want to work on. So, yes, I think that is wise to do. And I think that at that point, with other items that we've discussed, for example, like reducing the cost of board meetings, looking at issues around an RFP process, we might be ready to put that on the table as well. So it feels like a good time to do it.
Okay. So you just want to do a simple motion. I mean, I tried to find the language from last year, but
yeah,
the motion was that the or you have the language too, was that the Finance Committee recommends that the March PNB meeting conduct a finance meeting, which would include the finance staff, the national finance staff, and the treasurers and the finance committee, and with a meeting that will be partly partly teleconference and in person to go over those exact things that we said, the planning, the consistent finance policy across the stations, and the projects that we will, the projects to develop revenue sources, and basically I think that was it, the RFP or revenue sources.
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if now's the right time for this, but I had really also wanted us to deal with the question of motions coming before the board that involve spending that come at the board meeting rather than through the Finance Committee, because I think that's a big part of cost control as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
What's that? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Because you're saying that the motions that motions that involve cost should be referred back to Finance?
Well, basically, yeah, that the National Board should not approve motions on funding of initiatives outside a budget without prior review by the Finance Committee. So that basically what happens is somebody comes to the meeting, says, here's this great thing, will you vote to pass funding for it right now? And
yeah,
the answer should be, we think it's a great idea, we're going to refer the funding mechanism to the Finance Committee, and you don't vote to fund something that's outside of budget. I mean, it's different than saying, okay, we have the money in the budget line, okay, we want it spent on this. That's a different matter. But if you're talking about some big initiative that's outside of the existing budget, doesn't fit anywhere within it, and we might want to put a threshold on it, obviously, but you know, you don't want to spend, you don't want the board to vote on some righteous spending of $50,000 on the spur of the moment. That's the point. And you don't want that to have to be a political decision. You want it a matter of standing policy.
Right. This is in counter to the archive restoration
exactly.
Motion.
Exactly. We could have come up with a better way of, but we could have said, that's what we want to do. Tell us how to fund it. And then instead of having to go back and seem like, oops, wait, we made a mistake. So that was exactly where it came up.
Yeah. Okay. So you want that as a so where are we, Terry, in terms of motions?
Okay. Are you proposed?
I actually sent around the budget line.
What's that?
That
I thought I sent around some proposed language.
Okay. Go ahead, then. Sorry.
That the Finance Committee recommends that the March PNB meeting include a combined in-person and teleconference orientation meeting with business managers and treasurers on financial goals, procedures, orientation, and RFP processes. But I don't see why that needs to be combined with the PNB meeting.
I think it's kind of because when we get into March, we're going to start talking about the budget. And then Lonnie's staff and finance, and treasurers and the national staff need to be on board in terms of the direction for the. Also, need to put in there a planning for the annual budget, and that they need to be really on. They really need to be consistent in understanding the objective as we go into the planning for the budget for the 08 budget. And we definitely, you need to, if you could, throw in this language, consistency, including the chart of accounts.
Okay, I'm throwing that in.
it's similar to the motion that we did last year. And I was like, I couldn't make it because I was flying at the time that Lonnie held the meeting, but I heard positive feedback on it. In fact, I thought a lot of the planning as far as the calendar was kind of like pushed forward at that meeting.
Okay, I've got revised language, and I want to be on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Please, Carrie.
Revised language, that the Finance Committee recommends that the March PMB meeting include a combined in-person and teleconference orientation meeting with business managers and treasurers and the national finance staff. On goals, procedures, orientation, RFP processes, chart of account uniformity, and budget planning.
Lonnie, is there something
else? Fine with me. Great.
Okay.
Thank you. By the way, Terry, you're doing great.
I love it, too.
That's good stuff.
Okay. So is there further discussion on this motion?
Yes, Terry.
Yes, Terry.
Yeah, around the PMB meeting, the national finance staff is concentrating on keeping directors happy. But I think the orientation that is envisioned by this is primarily treasurers and business managers with the national finance staff. So perhaps in advance of the PMB meeting, a separate teleconference of the national finance staff with business managers and treasurers to orient them on how they will be involved in all of this and the budget process might be more effective than trying to integrate it with the PMB meeting when everybody's running around watching their phone calls and hotel bills.
Well, actually, it's prior to then. So, Lonnie, suppose we add the language prior. So prior can either be a couple of days before, a week before, or whenever, but it's in that period.
Yeah, we did it on a Thursday prior.
Right, it was done on a Thursday. It wasn't during. And plus, the national finance staff, they're not involved in trying to keep us happy. They're like, we're like pariah. They don't want to be involved with us. No,
say that
kidding.
Again?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. just kidding. So can we just add, can we just throw in a prior to, and then the time that Lonnie can pull it together, then that would be the time that it happens?
Sure.
Is that okay?
That the Finance Committee recommends that prior to the March PMB meeting, the CFO arrange a teleconference orientation meeting to include business managers and treasurers regarding goals, procedures, orientation, RFP processes, chart of account uniformity, and budget planning.
Yeah.
Is there further discussion on this?
Prior to what?
Prior to
the
March PMB meeting.
Okay, great. Telephone conference, right?
Teleconference orientation meeting.
Great.
Okay. Is there more discussion on this? Can we put it to a vote? Are there objections to this motion? Okay, I hear none. So the motion is adopted. Thank you very much. Okay, and Dave, you want to add the motion on the proposals and regarding finance review?
Yeah, that the PMB shall, the motion would be that the PMB shall not approve funding for initiatives over, let's say, $10,000 outside of existing approved budgets without prior review by the Finance Committee.
Okay. Lonnie, do you have any?
I like it.
Okay. That's pretty short, pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's clear enough and much needed, by the way.
Yes. Okay. Is there further discussion on this?
Secretary asked that it be restated.
Please. Dave?
The PMB shall not approve funding for initiatives. Oh, God, I had it so well. Can't you consult the tape?
Over 10,000.
The idea is no approval of funding for initiatives outside of the existing budget. And for initiatives, no approving of funding greater than an amount of $10,000 outside existing budgets without prior review by the Finance Committee.
Teresa, for discussion?
Sure, please. Yes.
Do we want to say approve or even discuss?
No, no, because the board may want to decide whether it wants to fund something. We may say, hey, that's a great idea. Let's fund it. Yes, we absolutely want to fund it, but we don't approve any funding until the Finance Committee reviews it. So we never walk into a meeting, get presented with an initiative, and vote to fund it. We say, we think it's a great idea. We'd like the Finance Committee to make a recommendation about funding. And we may send it to other committees for review, too.
Teresa?
No problem.
May I confirm my text?
Please.
That the PMB shall not approve funding greater than $10,000 for initiatives outside of approved budgets without prior review by the PMB Finance Committee.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Okay. Vote on this motion. Are there any objections? Okay, I hear none, so move. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Time and agenda check?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the time is about 8:45, and at this point, I think that there are a couple of other proposed motions or reviews we wanted to do, and at this point I think what we could do is Lonnie and I both can include them in our reports, and if I can get language for any one of these, I will send it around for your review. Is that okay? Okay, then sounds like an excellent idea to me. So at this point, are there any other comments? Anyone else would like to see something on this agenda discuss further tonight?
Well, one request.
Sure.
You know, there's several things I've mentioned that I will include in my report.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to pass it around, things like the RFP, things like board expenses and costs. If I could, I might pass it around to you folks before I do it. I wouldn't want you to be caught by surprise. You never know what I'll do when left alone in a dark room doing a report. So.
Okay.
I'd like to send it out to you before, and so you will not be caught by surprise.
Okay, and then we'll also...
If anybody wants to discuss this, then I'm certainly open to do that.
Okay.
Some of these aspects, especially the RFP, which it would be a shame if the idea was broached at the board and
absolutely
got squashed there, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing, you know, I just would like to say again, you know, we really need to consider the politics of these, you know, baby projects, these developing projects and strategies, and how we can nurture those and not allow them to be, not allow them to develop due to any political or means, because that is just the nature of a behavior in organizations.
One of the things about the request for proposals thing is if you have the right structure of peer review with proportional representation on the peer review and the ultimate oversight, the point is that a well-designed RFP process does take that into account.
Yes, and if we're all honestly putting forward the individuals on there who are interested, you know, you have to have people on there who are interested in these types of projects and are willing to fight for them and to make them work. I mean, so that would work. So again, so when we start looking at that, we're looking at the structure of this RFP project. That's a good idea. So, you know, look forward to working on that if things work out at this PNB meeting. I will try to do my little report sometime this weekend. And as I think I told you, I will not be on the call tomorrow night. Tomorrow's my birthday. I will not make the PNB meeting. Although I don't like Friday meetings, but this time I can't make it, even though I normally make them. Okay, so I would definitely like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, and thank everyone for being on. I certainly appreciate that. I think it's really good work that you guys have done over the year that I've been the chair, and that I think that Bertholdt's, I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but Bertholdt's Reimer said at the beginning it's really important that we have the chair there to help move this and to get the actions going in. Terry, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.